B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Jason.
Hey, what's up?
All right, Jason. Tell us. How can we help you?
Yeah, so I'm just kind of confused. I went out on a date and had a great time with this girl, and we really hit it off. We just, you know, everything was going super well, and then all of a sudden, I did have to go out of town for work for a little bit, and I kind of dropped a little bit of communication, a little bit of time passed, but like, you know, it was such a good date. I figured, you know, we were just kind of hanging out and we were going to wait and see and sort of like wait for each other until the timing worked out.
Yeah.
So I called her. I texted her as soon as I got back into town. And like, I'm not sure if maybe, I don't know, her number changed or if, you know, if she doesn't recognize my number or something. I mean, I can give you her name, but. Yeah, I'm kind of confused because I can't seem to get in touch with her, and we were, you know, ready to pick things back up.
Right. I mean, listen, maybe you didn't communicate that you were going to be going away for a while, so maybe she felt like you ghosted her. Or there could also be that little thing where, oh, yeah, she just wasn't into you and doesn't want to take any of your phone calls.
My bet's on that one.
Yeah, it could be that, too.
I don't know. I mean, we had a really good time, and she said, you know, she was looking forward to going out again.
One more question.
Yeah.
I haven't brought this up in a while.
Oh, no. Not that.
Did at any point you ask her if you can shove a crab rangoon up her ass or her up yours?
God. Knew that was coming.
I definitely did not. I am confident I did not do that.
Excellent.
Okay. Just checking. Hang on. We'll call her next. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Jason, if you're just joining us, and he wants to get in contact with this girl, Holly. They had a great date. The date was unbelievable, and they were planning to go out again. But Jason was like, hey, listen, I got a job. I got to do some stuff for work. As soon as I get back, boom. We'll pick it up. And as soon as he got back, he hit her up and nothing. So we're going to give Holly a call right now. We're going to try and call her. Okay, Jason?
Great. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Holly?
Hi, yeah, this is Holly.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Holly, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station.
Did I win a prize?
Did you? Well, sort of, kind of, possibly, if you just let me explain. So we got a phone call from a gentleman who likes you. The prize could be a date with him that we pay for.
Okay, is this a second date update? Because I think you have the wrong Holly. I haven't gone on a date in a while.
No, this is, it's we have your number, and you're Holly, right?
I'm Holly, yeah.
Wait, you said you haven't been on a date in a while?
Yeah, probably in a couple of years I haven't been on a date.
What?
Wait a minute.
All right, hold on.
Wait a minute.
The dude, his name is Jason. He said that you guys went out, you know, like recently and that he had to leave for work or something like that, but he's been trying to call you since he got back.
Who? I'm married right now. Years.
Wait, what?
You're married?
What?
Wait, hold on, Holly. Okay,
there's
wait.
Too Jason's, much going on.
Oh
hold
my
on.
God.
Jason's on the phone. Holly, how the hell? You got married pretty damn quick.
What? I haven't gone on a date with this guy, if it's even the right guy, since like 2013. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we went to the Sox games when they were in the playoffs. We had a great time.
What?
We
said
we
were going to go out. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
What?
Are you...
Yeah.
Wait. Please just pause on life for a second. Pause on life. Holly. Wait, Jason, is this the right Holly?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We went out in 2013. We went to the Red Sox game.
Oh,
my
God. Hold on.
We talked about going out again.
Wait, Jason, you told us Yes, you told us that you went out with her and that then you went away, you know, for work and that you were going to hit her up when you got back.
That's right.
Did I miss something in the conversation?
Right, right.
Did he not say something about a couple of weeks, or am I making that up? Or
maybe we just assume.
I must have assumed that. So, Jason, so you guys want? So, hold on, Holly. Do you remember Jason?
Very vaguely, only because of the game do I remember. But we went on like 2 dates, and then he said he was moving, so he called it off. And yeah, it was. I think it was good. I barely remember what the guy looks like now.
Okay, so you guys went out and...
I told you I was going away, and I was like, I'll hit you up when I get back.
Oh, my God.
Dude, statute of limitations, my friend.
He's like, I'm back.
Right.
So you thought she was going to wait since 2013.
Dude,
you thought she was
going to
wait for your damn phone call?
This is great.
I kind of thought we had, like, a good thing going that we were going to try and pick back up. I mean, I didn't expect her to go get married.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Wow. So, okay. Holly, you said you're married.
I've been married for the last 4 years. That's not changing. And I also have 2 children.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, Holly, let me, I mean, I guess I still have to ask you, would you like to go on another date with Jason?
Yeah, okay.
You can bring your husband.
No, the husband can be the third wheel.
Yeah. Okay, no, thank you. Okay, Jason, and I guess this is just for everybody, too, who's listening for second dates. I don't know what the time frame is, but 6 years is definitely over that time frame as far as, like, the last time you went out on a date with a person.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But hey,
I
mean,
not what I was expecting, but whatever.
Really, not what you were expecting. You didn't think that maybe she moved on with her life?
I don't know. I didn't know where she was going to be at.
All right, well, now you know, my friend. You can close that book.
I mean, if it doesn't work out with your husband, you have my new number, so just hit me up.
No.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
Okay, so there is such a thing as going over the top when it comes to impressing your date for the first time, and you're gonna see an example of that tomorrow, right here at 7.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.